You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
We're back once again, Jay Foreman, special old school edition here, brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Grease at Butcher Shop. You know, I mentioned going into the break that there's always indirect collateral damage. And sometimes that's life, or that's life, you know, in any decision that's made. And obviously with money being a big factor, and it's been delayed and delayed and delayed. And I think it's only been, you know, really, really short-sighted thinking about the big sports, March Madness, football, you know, obviously women's volleyball, even, you know, women's basketball now with Caitlin Clark, and you could throw baseball in because we got CWS coming out next week. Make sure you turn into 93.7 The Ticket because we'll have great coverage like we always do up there at the College World Series all week long, and plenty of prizes and plenty of special guests as well. But there always is indirect collateral damage when big decisions are made. And that's what sucks about these decisions, because I don't think they're ever thought wholly. And I think when you're pressed into a corner, which it's the NCAA's fault, they've been for decades been fighting this and obviously making money hand over fist. So they had to make a decision, and essentially it was fight or flight. So they, you know, put it in other people's hands. They made a decision. But when you think about it, it's all the, you know, the non-revenue generating sports. You think of, you know, what the interesting fact here is, like, Nebraska women's soccer team has had the same coach since I've been here. You know, the Olympic sports, Nebraska's track is been Olympic athletes, great tradition in winning. Even back when I was, you know, just getting here, Big 8 titles, Big 12 titles, Big 10 competitors, both in men and women's. And you got to think, you know, bowling has been dominant. All these sports, women's softball, even men's, even baseball, potentially could be affected by this, you know, both in the short term and long term. Now, where each university goes, whether it's based on the Big 10 or what conference you're in, or by school basis, and where you decide to divvy up your revenue, could start one, you know, year one could be drastically different than year three. And so let's just look at year three. Just say football starts to take off, power conferences are starting to form, or it's out there that it's going to happen. It's not a matter of if, it's just when. Well, then you have to think, okay, now we might have to start cutting sport from our revenue sharing. Where does that send them? Potentially the club, right? I didn't even know Nebraska had a club hockey team. So now all these Olympic sports, which I mentioned, track and all that stuff, go to club sports. Now, I guess the compromise could be they could still be on scholarship, but they won't be revenue in the revenue sharing. I don't know how that happens. I'm just saying, hopefully. But who gets hurt in this? Here's what, who gets hurt with the Olympics. The Olympics, as you know, for obviously, let's take track and field. There is no NFL for track and field. Well, it is if you get to the pros, but in order to get ready for the Olympics, wrestling, right? With Mark Manning, the dominance that he's been able to come in and build up this program, with Jordan Burroughs and all the guys that he's had, national champions, and making it a formidable program. You got to think about them, right? You got to think the explosion of women's wrestling, and then going to Olympic sport. So this is the college is where the breeding ground is. That's where you become champion to go on to Olympic gold, to Olympic silver, to Olympic bronze, to make an Olympic team. You got to think, obviously, Nebraska volleyball has been, you know, really, really good for years to go, or for years and years and years, all the way back in 1994 to 98 when I was here to win a championship. And obviously John Cook and has done really well and winning championships in his tenure. And then obviously, we'll see where they go from here, which I think is going to be complete dominance, you know, moving forward. But you got to think we had a ton of Olympic athletes. How do you get noticed? Yes, you can go overseas and it's not very spectacular over there. You're getting paid, but the living conditions aren't there. Your friends and family can't see you. Obviously, we have professional volleyball here in Nebraska and have great teams in two leagues that potentially could go down to one, but it's all predicated on college volleyball. The explosion of college volleyball over the last 5 to 10 years, probably from primarily in the last 5 years, Nebraska has spearheaded that. Where does that go? Okay, maybe Nebraska is going to continue to dominate in that realm. What about all the other teams? Is it going to be just a super league of, you know, that's part of the revenue sharing if it's a priority to your school? Okay, well, then what happens to all the other good volleyball players that need an opportunity to go to schools? There's nowhere to go as far as going out of high school to the professional ranks and being skillful or as skilled to compete or play. So now you're going to have all these athletes out here with potentially nowhere to go based on obviously TV contract and revenue sharing and obviously this big ruling that came out yesterday. Everybody's excited about that because the football players and all is about to be football season. And then everybody can go in there, potentially do contracts and think about all the guys that you can recruit that you've been recruiting that can, you can get under contract for more than 1 year, but you're not thinking about everybody else. And it's not necessarily the present or future, near future athlete's job to take any less. They've taken less for decades. It's up to potentially the NCAA again, or potentially the government in conjunction with the NCAA to come in and make it right for all these other sports that really contributed to the NCAA's kind of gray area or smokescreen of student athletes, right? Wherever you're at. And you can even think of like on the East Coast, lacrosse. I mean, it's one of the things I used to always enjoy watching on ESPN, the lacrosse championships with John Hopkins and Georgetown, obviously North Carolina being there. You think about the explosion of women's soccer from North Carolina from years in the past that was really, really good. And obviously went on to Olympic gold. All those players, where did they come from different schools, from Florida, North Carolina, and all that stuff. And where these different personalities come from, now it could all be gone because college sports and those non-revenue generating sports are not very high revenue generating sports, which I don't know all that information, but just on the assumption, could be cast to the side. And so that's where people don't look at the collateral damage, the indirect effect in a negative way out of this ruling. Yes, I'm happy for all the players to potentially go in and get contracts. I'm happy for the university to be able to, or the university to be able to lock guys in and be able to really have some sort of, I guess, restless nights that you're going to have guys on the contract and there is some obligation. It's a true partnership. But then also I know that there's other people that I know that have done really well in other sports that weren't necessarily revenue generating sports that had, you know, great careers and better careers than I had in my profession. One I always think about is Darren Erstedt. He was a great punter that could have went to the NFL to punt. He was a great athlete, went number one in baseball. Just think if that was going on back then. Now, sure, Darren Erstedt, I'd like to think was so talented, he would have went number one or got drafted really high, no matter if he played at the University of Nebraska, 10 buck two. But just think for all the, from starting from when he played, and then shortly after, how good you got to think for Alex Gordon. All those guys saw Darren do it first and knew that Nebraska was a place you could go and be competitive in a powerhouse in baseball. We've won Big Ten championships just recently. So now when you think all those sports and all those players and all those, you know, great times, and just a week and a half ago, we just sealed the deal on a Big Ten championship up there in Omaha when nobody thought we could do it after we kind of stubbed our toe a few times during the regular season. That could be at a club level, or it could force teams to make a decision, backed into a corner. And those are the things I don't think people really look at or really understand when these type of decisions are made and how it could affect not only, I guess, football, basketball, and whatever sport that is in your top three or four at your university. Some schools like Ohio State, I think they offer like dang near 20.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months?
You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Two sports, they have decisions to make. Everybody, you look, you got money, right? But everybody has to make decisions with that money. Yes, you hear about Texas Tech, you know, able to, you know, sign a great pitcher in softball to $1 million a year. What are they going to do? Is that really going to be worth it in you know, 3 or 4 years? And when you're not maybe competitive like you'd like in the Big 12 or getting the national attention you'd like in the Big 12, no matter what you're doing in the NIL transfer portal contract era of this whole shakedown that happened yesterday. And so it's interesting to see the reaction from it. I think everybody's still like surprised that we actually had a somewhat black and white decision, because it, for me, I'm going to tell you this, it's almost like waiting on Aaron Rodgers to sign somewhere in free agency. Now I know Aaron Rodgers, I guess he got married, but you know, in every free agent decision that he had, it's always so long, you kind of forget about it. It loses a little bit of luster if he makes a decision. Then he makes a decision, you're like, oh, ho-hum. And I think a lot of people have a wide variety of emotions. One, somewhat excited, ho-hum, and looking at all the loopholes and you know, what's really coming next. College, just look at college football. Look, you went to, you know, we had to beg and scratch to get four teams. And then right when after year two of four teams, we knew 12 was coming. It was just a matter of when. They were meeting to have meetings to let you know they met, to let you know that possibly 12 was coming down the pipe. We got 12. And I think within 2 months, you started hearing the number 16. 16 now is floated. Now, once 16 comes, then it's going to be 28. Then you're going to say, you know what? We're just going to have a full year of European soccer of regulation and deregulation league, the haves and have nots based on what your TV contract will be based on how you do things. And so I'll tell you here, you heard it here first, but that's where I think it's going. It's going to be constant change and constant movement. And so that's where I think a lot of people are a little bit turned off. There isn't a lot of factual evidence, except for players are now, or universities are now, able to sign contracts with players. And to be honest with you, I guess I'll jump right in from a player standpoint. If I have a contract that I'm making, I don't know, $2 million or whatever it is, or say $200,000, and I don't have any contract or like any like obligation to the university, and they're going to pay me $200,000, and I'm still going to go play good, why would I sign a contract that potentially they could take money away, or, you know, they force a team that I might want to go to if it's a better situation, or I get my feelings hurt, or whatever it may be, has to, or I have to pay a buyout, or they have to pay a buyout. That's the first thought. Here's the other side to that coin. What does happen in a lot of places, which you never hear about it, and I'm sure, and I'm wondering why you don't, is especially down in the SEC, they could sign you to say for that $200,000 a year contract. You get there and you're not all that they thought you were, or there's other players that they brought in end up being as good as you, or the players on their roster are just a little bit more familiar, and then they start to reduce your salary based on just on like you get paid $5,000 one month. They're like, well, you know what? You're actually a $3,000 type of player, and that's what we're going to pay you. That does happen. So from that perspective, I would actually welcome a contract. Therefore, you're obligated to pay me what is on black and white. And the only way you don't pay me is if I leave. I like that a little bit. I like a little bit of a partnership. I do like a little bit of accountability. I think it works both ways. And it'll be interesting how that language is put into those contracts. Because I will tell you this, if you go back to even just last year, in the NFL, Dallas Cowboys, you hear about it. I remember a couple of years ago, the Pittsburgh Pirates were a player who got called up, only needed a couple at bats or something, and they sat him down for 4 or 5 games. Cooper Rush for the Dallas Cowboys needed another start for $500,000 bonus. He ended up being inactive. There's, you know, the New England Patriots were notorious for knowing where guys were sitting incentives wise late in the season, even when they were making Super Bowl runs. All of a sudden you're inactive and you don't hit your bonuses or your incentives. That's where it's going to be interesting. Who protects the players from the business side that has nothing to do with play on the field. Now, if it's just a straight contract, as long as you're here and you keep your nose clean, you shut up and show up, or just show up and show out. Let's say that I don't like to shut up and play thing. Show up and show out and you get paid, and then you're here for that many years. That's fine. But what happens when a team thinks your skills have diminished, or you're not really that good, or you're not living up to the play on the field? How is that renegotiated? How is that evaluated? And how are the players and the teams protected? Because very easily you could get like for me. All right. I'll tell you this real quick. So imagine I was probably a middle of the road three-star recruit. So if I came in, I redshirted for a year, so I didn't get any NIL money, say I had a scholarship and I was getting maybe just some spending money, and say I had a player option, I start the first year. Okay, I'm starting. I am a starter. Well, what is that worth moving forward after we win back-to-back national championships? Then do you continue to maybe like to rotate with a player, or do I go and say, you know what, I'm the starter, pay me like a starter. Since you're paying me like a starter, you're going to play me like a starter. That's the NFL point. You see a lot of players playing based on their contract. That's where guys are able to really dictate when they get to play. If you see guys that start off slow during the NFL season, they know they're not going to get benched. You want to know why? Because the contract says they're going to be out there no matter what the late round draft choice, the free agent guy does. They're going to sink or swim until the light comes on. And that's where you see a lot of veterans turn it on late in the season, because they know they're playing for the next year in the present contract or a new contract in free agency. It's a very, very tricky game that you have to play. So that's where you got to have a really good and skilled and experienced agent. You also have to be a really, really smart and savvy player. And then for the teams and the universities, you also have to do the same. You have to have people with some business savvy, experience savvy, but then also some NFL experience of dealing with contracts, dealing with players, and what's right and what's wrong. Because also what you're fighting in, real quick, we got one more minute before we go to break, is you don't want to be that team, that university that is known for signing contracts and then trying to pull them back, and you're not to be trusted, because you end up like the Florida Gators. You end up like the Florida Gators, where people inside the NIL and collectives are being sued, and you have a black eye. You don't want to be like UNLV when you're having a magical season and your quarterback says, you know what, I'm done. Now you end up finishing up well, but that was something that overtook the good vibes at UNLV, which probably and maybe led to Barry Odom leaving to go to Purdue, even though it's a bigger opportunity. But you got Dan Mullen, but now you're a little bit short as far as being able to pay his contract. You're trying to be like Colorado and try to hope for a genie in a bottle. Then you get a whole bunch of money. Well, there's only one Deion Sanders and only one Colorado. That is not how it's going to happen all the time. And so there's a ton of things that are going on, you know, with this whole ruling. It'll be interesting to see how it goes. But time will tell. The future looks bright for some teams and some players. I think a lot of players and teams are excited because they're able to maybe get some looks that they weren't able to get, and then obviously being able to build for the future. But we're going to take a quick break, come back. I'm going to put a bow on this bad boy, Jay Foreman, old school. We'll be right back.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.